Yes, it's the Bechina Yosef Tzadik, to the Bechina of Chanukah. We have to go back to the earlier parashas, the parashas of Parashas Vayishlach, where we know from Parashas Vayishlach already that the side of Chanukah was already Nizgala, and that was where the Pachan Ketanin that Yaakov Avinu went back for, where the Shachal HaTorah that's bought by the Bnei Soscha, and others say that this Pachan Ketanim was the Pach of Chanukah. Why Dafka was the Pach of Chanukah Bechina's Pachan Ketanim? And why Dafka there at that point was Yaakov Avinu Megal Meramez on the Inyan of Nes Chanukah? But the answer is there's a very tiefer Nakuda over here, which Kitzer is the following. We know that the Yaakov Avinu, the chiluk between Yaakov and Esav is that the Yaakov is the Yud Akev. Mitzad the Akev, he's a Chesed Ba'akev Esav. Oh, but what's Yaakov got over Esav? Not the Akev. Mitzad the Akev, he's Mechubar to Esav. Mitzad the Yud of the Yaakov. That's what Yaakov's got over Esav. And the Nakuda, the Oimek HaInyan is that the chiluk between Yaakov and Esav is, you know that Esav says Yesh Li Rav in Parashas Vayishlach. Esav corresponds to Kamas. Esav corresponds to the idea that a person is impressed with Kamas. A person sees a lot of big amounts. And that's in the Olam HaGashmi, Kamas is Toifus Mokam. In the Olam HaRuchni, Kamas is Bechlal not Toifus Mokam. Fakir, Dafka Yud, the letter Yud, which is the smallest letter, which is a Mamish a dot, it's only in a Kudah Ba'alma. Nevertheless, that Yud carries so much, it carries so much Ruchnis and so much Pnimius to it. Hechad, higher than Oisius is even Tagin even smaller. The smaller it is, the bigger site it is, and the more it contains within it. In Ruchnis, since every little area of Ruchnius is Oilam and Maloyoi, so Mein is not shyach to measure Ruchnius with amounts, because every bit of Ruchnius is connected to Kol Oilam Kulei. And that's the Bechina, that's how Yaakov Avinu, the Yud of Yaakov Avinu, that's how he fights the Esav. And that's the Bechina of the Nes of Chanukah. The Nes of Chanukah is the Nes of Rabin Biyad Ma'atim. Rabin Biyad Ma'atim means that the Ivanim Taku were many, of the Chashmonaim realized. Chashmonaim realized that one ner, one little dot, one little spark of Ruchnius can be koivish a whole world, and that's what they that's the sod, and this is the sod of the menorah. The menorah is the ner, the little ner of a menorah. One small ner can burn up the whole world, and that's in the sugya of Chanukah, the famous Gemara in Baba Kama that's bought in Shabbos, where the Gemara says there that gomel ton pishton, it's carrying a lot of pishton, but there's a little ner outside in the street, and the ner burns the whole pishton and burns the whole migdal. The Gemara says there b'nei Chanukah potter. This is the shaykhus to the Indian of Chanukah. There's a lot of pishton, there's a lot of kamos, it's a big migdal, but one little ner Chanukah, one bit of ruchnis can burn down the whole thing. And that's the sword of Pachan Ketanim. That's how we fight. That's how we fight Esav. Esav sometimes stops us. Esav sometimes stops us from being oisik and inyanim, oisik and big things. Sometimes we have to hide from Esav. But nevertheless, we know that even the smallest areas can bring a person to such high madrigas. Kiyudua in the Holocaust, which was the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, who are enikloch of Esav. So they took away, people didn't have svarim, people didn't have anything. Oh, but we know from little things that they did, they stole a bit of fat when it came to Chanukah, and they lit a candle that lasted for a few seconds. It's only a tiny thing, but that kept them, it gave them a chizuk, that kept them throughout all the hardships. Kiyadua, I once heard from somebody, from Frank Waxman, he said he knows a Yid in America who's married with children and Einikloch and great-grandchildren, Kanayin Ahor, but when he sits at a big Seder table with all his Kanayin Ahor, all his loads and loads of Einikloch and great-grandchildren, but he remembers the little Seder night they had in the Holocaust in Auschwitz, when he said he remembers they had a little piece of this and a squeezed out grape, which was for the Dalet Koisis. It was nothing, it was a tiny, it was a dot of Ruchnis, but he said the Ruchnis that he felt then he's never felt before, because that's Mamish Tanakuda we're talking about. That from in Ruchnis, even a small amount can be the most powerful amount. And that's the darga of Chanukah, that's the darga of Rabbi Miyad Ma'atim, the darga of Pachan Ketanim, and that's how women are Tzeach Taka over the Yevonim and over all our enemies. And that's why they only found Taka one Pach, they only found Shemen that was enough for one day, but there's a kind of person measure how powerful Ruchnius is, Habadanisht. And therefore this one bit of Shemen that they had lasted 8 days, 8 days is the Olam of Lamalam in Ateva. A little bit of quantity is already a little bit of kamus. It took them already into the oilam, which is lemalam in ateva, and that's the koyach. With every little bit, it can be so much. That's the yantav of Chanukah. That's the chizuk of Chanukah. The ikkar is the eichus. The person must never be mezalzel, even in small areas of avodas Hashem. And the yetzahara for this, not only in gashmis, the yetzahara is this in ruchnis as well. That people only get impressed with themselves. The people bichlal only get impressed if they had an excellent day. If every goal that they did, that they wanted to achieve, they achieved, then people feel good. Oh, but if a person wasn't zoicha, and if he only did a few hours of learning, and he only wasn't mechaven in the whole shmoneh esrei, just a few brachos, he feels he's done nothing. He's taking ruch. That person's taking ruchnis, and he's being magbil ruchnis in gashmis tikka quantities. How can a person do that? Every bit of ruchnis overflows gashmis. He remained therefore the yitzahara is yeshli rav. If a person's got rav even in gashmis and even in ruchnis, then he's happy. Otherwise, he's not happy. A person has to know that fakir. The person has to know that every bit of ruchnis that he's zoche to is immeasurable. It overflows any possible gashmis tikka quantity, any gashmis tikka measurement. And that's the shaykhus of Yosef HaTzadik. It's the whole story. It's Yosef HaTzadik was the youngest son, and Yosef HaTzadik, he was called a nar, and by the Sa Mashkim Asayifim, there was mezalzel in him. He was a nar, and they called him an ivri. And Rashi says that he's a shoita. In other words, they looked at him as a little nebuch. And yet from that little Nebuch, since he was that little Nebuch of somebody who Shem Shemayim Shogah B'Fiv, that little Nebuch was a little Ruchnistika Nebuch. And from the little Ruchnistika Nebuch, he became the Melech Mitzrayim. Again, that shows that the all-powerful Paroi Ke'ilu, and the all-powerful Malchus of Mitzrayim, they took a little Nebuch, somebody had a little Ner, somebody who Shem Shemayim Shogah B'Fiv, he used to say Baruch Hashem, Yemir Tzah Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, and from that he became Melech Mitzrayim. How important every havizah and mitzvah kala kachamura. How important a person has to take every mitzvah kala and every tenua that he can do l'shem ruchnis and chas v'shalom not to be mezalzel him. That's all compared to a ner. A ner is a little ner, but for one ner you can light millions and millions of ners. There's no limit how much one little ner. Ruchnis taka a ner, and a sham is a ner. All ruchnis is a bechin of a ner, because from one ner you can light up so much. That's the shaykhus of Yosef, and that's the shaykhus of Yosef to Chanukah, and that's the chizuk of the yomtiv of Chanukah, the pachim dafka, the pachim katanim. And taka, we can go even deeper, because Yedua, the Bnei Socha brings down that the tekufa of Chanukah happened taka by the siluk of Nevuah. There's no more Nevuah. Chanukah happened after Chagai Zachari Malachi. There's no Nevuah. And Mitzad Noi Nevuah was a big Yerida, it was a big Estalkus for Klal Yisrael. However, nevertheless, what were they left with? They were left with Torah Shebal Peh that became the Spashit. Torah Shebal Peh is the Chochm of Torah, and it came out that Chochm is Odif Min Novi. It was Mizbara that even though they remained without Nevuah, and they could have looked at it, without Nevuah, what type of Yidin are we? Without Nevuah, is what do we have from Yiddishkeit bechlal? Just imagine the Nevuah was something which was unbroken from times of, from the beginning of all times, from Avraham Avinu. There was Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael. And now there was a Mamish Estalkas Nevuah. They could have got depressed. They could have said they were plummeting to such a low level. Who knows bechlal if it's worth anything? Who knows whether Aruchnis is worth anything? And what came out of the Siluk Nevuah? Tershe Baal Peh. Tershe Baal Peh is the Chochm. Chochm Adif Minovi. And Staka Pel Dikazach. Yosef HaTzadik, when he left his father's house, he was leaving all alone. He was also having this Moedaki Yerida. In other words, he was leaving Yaakov. Yaakov was a Novi. And he was leaving Yaakov's house. He was also leaving a Bechin of Nevuah. And the Balaturim says, Ki ben Zekunim Uloi. The Balaturim says, Zekunim is Rosh HaTevis. Zroim, Kochim, Nezikim, Moed. In other words, the Balaturim says that Yosef HaTzadik is a Bechinas Mishnayis. We know him, Merkevus HaMishnah. Yosef HaTzadik was called the Merkevus HaMishnah. We know the Shisha Sidra Mishnah because Yosef is Midas HaYisod, which is the sixth Midah. Yosef corresponds to Mishnayis. Mishnayis is this Pashtus of Torah Shebal Peh. So Yosef was leaving Yaakov. He was leaving Nevuah. He was leaving the Gevulti, a glorious Mordecai Or of being next to his father Yaakov, that he learned Torah with Yaakov, that Kol Mashalomet, everything that Yaakov knew in Torah, he gave to Yosef was Mordecai. Now he was leaving that. He was leaving that to go down to the Chosh. However, he went down to the Choshech with Torah Shebal Peh. The Siluk Nevuah that they had in the times of the Yevonim, that so to speak, took the place of the Torah that they had in the times of Siluk Nevuah by the Yevonim, that the Torah took the place of Nevuah, and as Nizbara Chochem Adif Minavi, is that the same Darak as Yosef HaTzadik Bechines Mishnayis, when he left the Nevuah, the Siluk Nevuah of leaving Yaakov Avinu's house, he took that down to Mitzrayim, and from there Taki, he was Oyle Lamala to become Melech Mitzrayim, to be a Mashben, to be Mashpia, to Yaakov Avinu, and to all the brothers. So that's mamish, every aspect of Chanukah is that aspect. The little ner, when we stare at the ner of Chanukah, we have to internalize that Rabban Shalom, if I get up in the morning and I wash my nagel vasa properly, Rabban Shalom, if I get up and I learn a Mishnah, that's why Taka Mishnayis, Yosef is a Bechinus Mishnayis, you can see, and often you hear about people saying, oh, so you did a Mishnah, and so you did another Mishnah, what's the big deal? What do you mean, every word of Torah? It's such a zilzil, such a zach, it's such a zilzil in the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah. Where the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah came, the little things is Chochem Zodif Minavi, that came from the little Bechinus, one Mishnah, another machlokes, another halacha. That's what we have to take out from Chanukah, and that's what we have to take out these parishes where Yosef HaTzadik is going down to Mitzrayim. Even if there's chashchas and even if there's hest upon him, nevertheless we have to chap onto the ruchnias that we have, any ruchnias that we have, and we have to appreciate and we have to drum it into ourselves that every bit of ruchnias is worth more than kol olam kuloy. A bit of ner can burn down the whole Esav. Esav is yishti Rav. Esav is impressed with Rav. And we have to realize that we're impressed with every little bit of ruchnis. That we can get up and we can daven and we can learn. And it's in our power to do, we can do. And the chizuk from that we derive from Chanukah. You never know how much one little candle will last. It lasts into 8 days. It lasts into the olam of Netzach and Netzachim, into the olam of the Ma'alam and Atev.